Walter God and to Pastor Wright, to Reverend Ballard, Reverend Lofton, to Reverend Jefferson and Reverend Thompson, Reverend Horn, Reverend Simmons, Reverend Thaxton, other ministerial brethren, co-laborers in the gospel, to the officers and members of the church family, to our visitors and friends, members of the Buell family that are with us here this evening, visitors and friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. We just thank and praise the Lord for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt already. And we'd like to once again bring greetings to the community family from the Buell family. Thank you for allowing us to come over here. And we want you to know, again, that the same God that's blessing you here is blessing us over there. Amen. Amen. And we come tonight looking for the Lord to meet us in this place. I heard that the Lord is good. Stronghold in the day of trouble. And he promised that wherever two or three were gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, that he'd be as one in the midst. And whatever we bind down here, he'll bind up there. And whatever we loose down here, he'll loose up there. Heard one preacher say, if we hit him low, God will hit him high. Amen. And run him out of this place. Amen. We'd like to thank the members of the Buell family that came and be with us this evening. And God bless you and thank you for taking time out. Now, last night I saw some folks with some notebooks taking notes. Amen. And before we get into tonight's message, I'd like to give you something to write in your notebook. And then we'll get going. And if you talk back to me, we'll get out in good time. Amen. Amen. First, you should make sure you have in your notebook that we are His workmanship. That's from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. That means he's working on your building. We are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. Now, we're his workmanship. Under that, you should put what we were. That's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. It tells us what we were. And then B, what we are right now, Ephesians 2:13. See, what we are because of his blood that he shed, we've been brought nigh unto God. Now please put down now that there, number two, salvation. See, salvation means deliverance. And you ought to put next to the word deliverance, deliverer. Because you're never left to save yourself. God sends a deliverer. Come on with me now. There are two parts to your salvation. Two parts. One, what he did for us. That's in heaven. What he did for us. And that's really the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians. Two, what he's doing in us. So you have what he did for us. That's in heaven. That's finished, done, and complete. And what he's doing in us. while we're here on earth. Are y'all there now? Now watch out now. There are three tenses to your salvation. See, when you say you're saved, there's something God did for you. There's something He's doing in you. Then there are three tenses. First is past tense. That's way back there. And put cross. In the past, He died on the cross. The Lord did. To save us from the penalty of sin. Cross, past, penalty. He died for our sins. Present tense. That's right now. We have a conflict. Amen. And we're being delivered from the power of sin. See, we were saved from the penalty. Now the Holy Ghost is warring to save us from the power of sin. Are you all in it? And then the third part of it is future. Future, the crown. See, yeah, the cross, a conflict, and the crown. That's the rapture, y'all. When He's going to come and deliver us from the very presence of sin. So you would deliver from the penalty, from the power, and from the presence. Are y'all there now? Okay. And remember now that the just shall live by faith. The people that are right with God live by faith in what God has done for them. Mm-hmm. See, but faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, that's why we have to take time in the Word. And certainly I want to say, before we say anything else, we enjoy these young people singing here. They sang us up here tonight. Amen. And we want to thank our choir for coming today. Amen. All right, here we go. Amen. 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 All right. Now, if we say something you can agree with, talk back. Then I know we can move on. If not, we have to go over. And it's going to be a little hard on you, so pray for me. All right. See if you can find the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. And verse 19. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 19. We are His workmanship. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19. If you have it, can you say amen? Says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, Apostle Paul says, I want you to know the love of Christ, which passes all our knowledge. Why, Paul? That we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Yeah. And we like to speak briefly around the theme, His work of love. Yeah. His work of love. And Paul says, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Why do we want to know the love of Christ? Paul says that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, you go into the gas station and you want to get what you paid for. See, you don't want to go in there on E, which means empty, and try to take your car out on E. In other words, you just don't come to church to look at each other. see. But we come, Paul says, to know the love of Christ, see, which passes knowledge. You can't figure it out. It's so deep. See, and we want to know that love because once we begin to understand His love, that opens us up to be filled with the fullness of God. See, now if you've ever been around a thing called Thanksgiving Day, you know how it is. You can just smell that turkey, and you're waiting all day for the meal. Once they slice that bird up, cut him up, and you eat him, filled up. Now they can bring all the turkey around you they want. And you say, no thank you. I'm filled. I don't need any more turkey. I'm filled. Well, see, the way the Lord keep you out of trouble is to have you so filled with the fullness of God that you can say no thank you to the devil. See, that's why the pastor labors that you know the love of Christ. Because a lot of stuff going around here under the name of love ain't love. See, and once you find out how much He loves you, saying you don't need Larry so bad. Amen. See, we want to know, amen, His work of love. And we have to ask a question, you know, like, what is love? And where is it found? Because someone went around and been fooling with the dictionary. So that many of our sisters and young women are using the word love, but it had a wrong definition. It's the word we throw around, but before you get involved, you ought to know what real love is. Amen. You see, I don't want to talk back. That's all right. Amen. Because some think the church is a dating game. And it ain't about no dating game. And God didn't save you to shack up either. If he'll buy a license for his car and a license for his dog, why can't he buy a license for you? Amen. You should know what love is all about before you had that baby. After you had a baby, talking about, I don't think I'm ready to get married. All right, I ain't getting away men's on that. I go back over that again.
Come on, preach it out.
Love is an action word.
Yeah.
Amen. And it produces a reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we use the word love when we should use the word respect. I think you go further with respect, and love will catch up with you. Amen. See, love is hard work. Amen. And it requires a response. Amen. Love is hard work. It's a two-way street. It's not so much falling into something. It's a decision. Oh, we're going to be here a long time. Amen. Amen. See, love is sacrificial. You love a person and you give up for the person that you say you love. Mm-hmm. Now, love involves emotion, but it's not all emotion. Mm-hmm. See, I love my child, but I'm not going to let him put his hand on a hot stove. Love doesn't mean I let you go around and get into everything you want to get into. That means I love you enough to correct you when you're wrong. So love ain't all grinning and letting everyone do what they want to do. If you love me and I'm getting ready to drive off a cliff and you're going to let me have my way. If I really love you, I'm going to stand there and not let you hurt yourself. Now, we have to go over this. Because the devil's putting stuff on these talk shows that's energized by the enemy. And they're using the word love, but they're not using it from a biblical standpoint. And I know that a sister could be very confused if she goes by what's on Oprah and Sally and the rest of them. I know I'm right on that. See, love seeks the good for the person that is loved. Love means you're interested in the welfare of the person you're concerned about. And if he won't share a Snicker bar with you now.
All right.
Amen. Okay, now.
All right.
See, now you have what we call love. See, but you have to be careful how you mix up what we call love with what God calls love. See, are y'all there? See, especially in the church. See, because when young people get together in a church, you have to understand that God makes you friends first. And see, and we mistake friendship for she must be in love with me. Because she pay attention. See, the Spirit of God. Are y'all there? See, the Spirit of God brings us together. See, and if you're not careful, you'll think that has a sexual connotation. When the Spirit of God is making us friends. See, and some folks got married and weren't even friends.
Mm-hmm.
See, friendship involves loving somebody, pouring out, doing everything you can for them without sex. Now, human love is like being nice, you know. We do nice things for the people who are nice to us. But we skip the people who are not so nice to us. See, human love is tit for tat. Oh, amen. You do something for me, I'll do something for you. See, that's what makes you peculiar if you are a Christian. Because you love folks who hate you. And you do good to people despitefully use you. So if you just do good to folks who do good to you, that's nothing. They're doing that out on the street. But you see, when you're involved with Christ, see, the Lord is not the same. See, now human love is tit for tat. But it's not enough to cover our frailties. See, when the fella fell in love with the girl, he didn't know that she had psychiatric problems. That she never learned how to cook. She don't know how to clean a house. She don't know how to balance a checkbook. She can't manage anything. He just fell in love with that weave. Amen. 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 And when he found out all she could do is sit in the parlor, look good, and make appointments to the beauty shop, see, he didn't have the stuff to cover that. It was all right as long as they were walking around holding hands for a couple hours and talking to each other on the telephone. But see, courting someone and living with them is two different stories. So human love can deal with the courtship, but human love is not strong enough to deal with the inconsistency. You didn't marry his mama. You married him. But every time there's a decision to make, instead of talking to you, he called his mother. No, and what I'm saying is certain things come up that you're not ready to deal with. See, and them folks you see on that Hollywood screen, it take about 25 people to get them right. And when you wake up in the morning, you don't have no makeup folks right there. So if the affair is built up, amen, on how you look, you better not miss, amen, a beauty appointment, amen. But you see, God's love is steady. He ain't moody. He don't have good days and bad days. He's always the same. The Bible says it's the goodness of the Lord that leads us to repent. When he wants you to do right, he loves you till you just say, yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Now we need to be aware tonight that the devil's job is to sort of twist things and turn things around. We're living in a generation when men are looking for husbands. Mm-hmm. Amen. And women are looking for wives. So we must be very clear about what love is and your definition of love. Amen. Yes, my brother, you say you love your wife, but you have girlfriends. See, I know there's no one in here like that. Tell them when you get home. You say you love the Lord. Don't read his love letters. Don't come to prayer meeting. Never quote his word. Never testify. And no praise. But you say you love it. Got a love that was never tested. Come between, if it's a question between the Lord and your boyfriend, that's a rehearsal you're going to miss. Oh, I know I'm right on that. Amen. If you want to know how much he loves you, set a date. Set a date. Don't accept no love by faith. Get a calendar. Get a red magic marker. And put a circle around and see how hot that love be. Amen. It's important. Now, let me give you one more. I'm going to get to what we come here about tonight. See, it's interesting, see, how you love your husband. Your friends can come around, and you can just get out the best china, fix some tea for your friend. But when your husband come home, give him a paper cup. Go get yourself some tea. Amen. See, but see, love involves time together. You cannot have love, real love, without truth. Got to be able to speak the truth in love. See, real love pays attention. Got to know this stuff. Real love is full of appreciation. You become thankful for what people do for you. Amen. It involves communication. Amen. The Bible says that Adam and Eve were naked, amen, and not ashamed.
That's right.
The Bible, that's the book of Genesis, God was not talking about physical nudity. What he meant is that when God is given his right place, a husband and wife can talk things over and tell it like it is, not get all upset. Because you can't get it right unless you can talk. Amen. I don't want no woman around me to wake up before I wake up and have something on her mind we ain't settled, you know. We're going to talk this, get this thing right. You got to communicate. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Now, love. Love is involves a covenant, not a contract. See, somebody should have told you when you come down the aisle that marriage is not a contract. See, a contract is an agreement between two people. When one person breaks it, then the contract is broken. But see, a covenant remains in effect, even though one person may walk out. See, and from the biblical standpoint, see, all vows are not made to men, but to God. See, you're not promising your husband you're going to be faithful. You promise God. See, and even if the husband walks out, God remains faithful. See, he can't deny himself. And he will keep you in terms of your faith in him. Oh, okay, all right. Love involves commitment. Amen. You can't spend all that time with the fellas playing basketball and have a home when you get there. All right. Now, so you won't hold you here all night. We're in the church. Church is the bride of Christ. If you have your Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says, I was made a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. See, we were Gentiles, not Jews. See, and Paul said, God snatched me on that Damascus road and made me a prisoner in order to give you some information that you must have. See, Paul says in verse 2, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you. See that word dispensation? Of the grace of God. What Paul is saying is right now, God is doing everything by love. Every problem that comes up is a test of his love. See, we're saved by grace. Grace is love that we do not deserve and cannot earn. So God said, I'm going to have a period of time. I'm going to have a period of time from Pentecost to the rapture in which I'm going to deal with every problem from the riches of my grace. I'm going to prove to you what my love can do. See, his love is so powerful. I mean, his love is awesome. And he's out to prove it, see. So Paul says, it was given to me to write to you the things that pertain to this period of time. Are y'all there? See, the mother's getting ready to leave the house. So she said, just in case you forget, I'm going to write it for you. Do the dishes. Clean the house. Do your homework. You know what I mean? And get the dinner started. I'll be home at 6 o'clock. So you have instructions as to how you are to conduct yourself till mom comes home. Are you all there? See, the Lord Jesus went back to his father. See, and he coming back again. See, and in between his return to his father and his coming back again, he's got special instructions for you and me. Amen. Now, here's what you have to understand. See, Paul says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. Are y'all with me here now? See, revelation is information that you could not know unless God give it to you. See, you can look at the moon, sun, and stars and know there's a God somewhere. Up above my head, I see something in the air. It must be a God somewhere. Yeah, well, that's nice. Amen. But that's not salvation. Looking at sun, moon, and stars will never tell you that God put on the flesh, died on a cross to save you from your sin. See, even the devil knows it's a God. You go around saying, I believe in God. You ain't saying nothing. The devil knows and believes in God, but he trembles. Amen. So God is making something known. That's called revelation. See, we're all here to learn about God. And God is revealing information about himself. Then Paul uses the word mystery. Now, a mystery in the scriptures is something that was not known in the past, but it's being revealed now. See, there's certain things that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not know that God is revealing to us now. Amen. See? So Paul said, I want you to know my mystery. See, verse 4, whereby when you read. See, you got to read. That's why we want the young folks to read, so they can read their Bible. That you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. See, David didn't know what you know. You have some privileges that David did not have. David was a great shepherd boy, but David doesn't have the privilege you have. David prayed. He said, Lord, don't take your spirit from me. The Lord Jesus told you that the spirit of truth, that the Holy Ghost would never leave you. See, that's why we have to rightly divide the word of truth. Because you have some privileges as the bride of Christ that the men before you did not have. You got to know that when trouble comes. Who to call? 911 won't get it all done. You know. Amen. Amen. See, verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ. Notice, by the gospel. The gospel, that's good news. What's the good news? Christ died for our sin. He was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Well, y'all don't hear me? But he at Calvary, as he was dying, see, he took God in one hand and man in the other hand and brought the two together. It's called reconciliation. Then he took Jew and Gentile and brought them all together in one body. And he does it by the gospel. As the gospel is preached, Jews and Gentiles get together. Black and white get together. Tan and brown get together. Through the preaching of the good news. Amen. Amen. The gospel. See, are y'all there? You got to preach the gospel. See, we sometimes forget that. If I give you a sandwich but don't tell you about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, I'm just giving you some food. But it's not missions unless I'm talking about the Lord. Are y'all there? So that's very, very important now. Because that's what the church is all about. Getting a message out. And that message is the power of God unto deliverance. How do we get the brother from here to there? God just speaks a word. And his word is so powerful that it changes inside out. Turn him upside down. And when he lands on his feet, God just guides him to a better way of living. All y'all on him. See, Paul says, great is the mystery of godliness. Paul said, the amazing thing is that somebody's living right. In a wicked and perverse generation, there are folks who are living godly. That's the wonder that's in the church. Because we came in all dirty, messed up, broken, and condemned. But we called on the name of the Lord. He changed us. Amen. See, and everybody's going around talking about being born again. But that ain't the issue. Are you converted? Amen. Being born again means you've been born from above. You got some good stuff working in your chest, but it ain't got to your hands yet. Hasn't got to your feet yet. When folks you used to hang with find they can't hang with you anymore. Amen. You find you can't talk to them like you used to the point that your lifestyle changes. Somebody will say you converted. Amen. You can't sit on the same bar stool with that man drinking that liquor and tell him he need to be saved. You doing what he's doing. It's when your life has changed. And God don't bother good folks. They that are whole don't need a physician. He goes after the folks that are really messed up so that when he saves them, the world can see the work that the Lord has done on them. Amen. Well, now let's see here. Paul goes down to verse 14. Let's go down there. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him apostolics he got a father. See, because if you don't understand that, you're going to miss your blessing. See, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Paul says we have access unto the Father by one Spirit. Because there's some things that the Father does for you. Certain things that the Son does for you. Certain things that the Holy Ghost does for you. And it takes all three to get you to heaven. See, and some of us are missing it because our relationship with our Father is not what it should be. So you don't understand the fatherhood of God. See, and so you stop short of the fullness of the blessings that are there for you. Don't you know that the moment that you call on the name of the Lord, the Holy Ghost calls you to cry out, Abba, Father. Oh, guess we got to go over that. That's a cry relationship. You got a dad. Dad. Father. You cry out. See, your father's the one to give you your name. Your father's the one to help you get your boat in the water. He's the one to tell you where you came from. Then he helps you get going to where you ought to be going. See, some of these young brothers is angry because their father's not around. They're running around saying, who am I? And where am I going? See, you can't really make it in life the way you should till you know who your father is. And God sent his son so that he could be our father. I can say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I can say that through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, your father gives you a name. He protects you. He provides for you. He's the one when you're scared, you can run and jump into his arms. Because can't nobody beat my father. Oh, yeah. Amen. And so, to see the point, it'll make my point. See, the Lord's going to bless you. Then through his blessings, he turns you over to the Father. See, remember, he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Then he said, my Father which gave them me, goes on and said, and no one can pluck you out of my Father's hand. So tonight, if you know the Lord, you're in his hand, and the Father's holding all of us in his hand. Like I said, you may go from knuckle to knuckle, but you can't get out of them hands. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So Paul said, I bow my knees. All right, now let's go to verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. See, in the church, we're concerned about the inner man. Are you strong down there where it counts? Amen. I used to coach a basketball team, and when you come to them big games, championship games, see, the team that loses it on the inside before they lose it on the court. At some point in the game, it's called mental stamina. At some point in the game, the losing team decides that they can't win. And their performance follows how they feel about it. Amen. So when we come to the church, the ministry is to the inner man. See, something on the inside is going to be telling you, you can make it. You can take it through it all. I learned to trust it. Somebody said you couldn't make it. Somebody said you couldn't take it. That brother came and left you thinking you were going to die. But the Lord strengthened you and kept you and brought you up to this appointed time. And if you listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost, he tell you can make it. Amen. You don't need nobody but Jesus. Him writing said, there's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. Try to block and stop my progress most of the time. The mean things you say don't make me feel bad. I can't miss a friend I never had. But I got Jesus. And that's enough. Amen. 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 Now, you want to be strengthened in the inner man. See, they say, well, what makes that lightning bug light up? What makes that lightning bug light up? Somebody says the stuff that's in him. Amen. See, and God going to put something in you that going to make you light up. Even when you don't feel like lighting up. Are you all the one to talk back? So I got to go. Oh. All right. Because I know the city's lights is burning. And not one light's complaining about the other. They hooked up to power. They were made to shine. All you had to do was flick the switch. And they come on. Got to come on. Because the power is flowing. Amen. And God going to do the same thing to you on occasion. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I can't keep it to myself. Amen. Bad news you can keep to yourself. But good news you got to tell somebody. Amen. Now, Paul says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Not by feeling, but by faith. Because there's some days when you ain't going to feel nothing. That doesn't mean he left you. But you have to, by faith, talk to him. Amen. Lord, you said you'd never leave me or forsake me. Amen. It's not him that's off, it's you. Amen. Something that you entertain that make you feel like he's far away. But he's right there. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Take up residence on the inside. Are y'all there? Being rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. See, now if God is your father and the Lord Jesus is your elder brother, now you have the task of seeing if you can find out how much he loves you. See, you got width, height, and depth.
That's right. All right.
But he's so wide,
yeah,
you can't get around.
Yeah.
He's so deep,
yeah,
can't get under.
Right.
He's so high,
yeah,
can't get over.
Yeah.
You just have to go in at the door.
All right. That's it.
Amen. See, but now, come on, now if you say, day in and day out, the Bible says daily he loads us with benefits. See, and my grandmother used to tell me, she said, look, around about dinner time, you come home. See, because I don't want you going around people's house around dinner time, watching them eat.
All right.
Like we don't have something here for you to eat. See, God don't want you running around on junk food. He wants you to have the real thing. Real love. Amen. So he wants you filled with his fullness. So you don't run around here after some fella or some girl like you have crazy. Oh, okay. Act like you're going to die if Johnny don't come around.
All right.
Amen. Amen. For 20 years, you didn't even know Johnny. Somehow you made it.
All right.
Just met him last week. Now you're going to die.
All right. Yeah.
Amen. But if you feel, you don't have to run after everything. If you feel, you can be particular about your commitment. And God wants you so filled, sister, that you have dignity about yourself. You're a child of the King. You're not just something out there on those street corner. You God's woman. Amen. He ain't found the right one for you yet. Because he got to find you a man that's going to love you more than he does. And that type don't come around every day. Amen. Oh, we're going to be here a while tonight. And so Paul says to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. As the years go by, you're going to find out that you can't figure out how he does what he does. Psalmist says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. As you fellowship with him, you're going to think about things and then forget about it. Then a year later, God bring it into your life and remind you how you thought about it. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Lord said all these things will be added unto you. And you're going to be amazed at how he loves you. Amen. Because it's the love of God. Are y'all there now? And we want you to know that God's love, see, it's not just a virtue. It's what God is. See, you don't go to God looking for love. God is love. And if you want to know the truth, there is no love without God. God is love. He is the source of love. So when he wants a man to love the woman, God puts his love in the man. His love in the woman. Because without him is a whole lot of mouth. Amen. But ain't nothing in the pot. Amen. You may look at a picture, amen, of some pork chops and potatoes. Your mouth may water. It may look like the real thing, but it ain't nothing but a piece of paper. It's a counterfeit. It gets you excited, but you can't chew it. Amen. And the devil is pushing counterfeits. Make you think there can be some real love without God in there. Amen. Amen. See? And so God's love is self-sufficient. I wish I had a praying church. See, when God comes in, he's able to sustain his own love. You have to understand that. See, Jane loves John. See, and Jane leaves John. But God said, but I put love in you. Even if Jane never comes back, I'm able to keep your love life in order because I'm supernatural. I don't need Jane to love you. I'm love all by myself. Amen. See, because God will fix it so that he have enough love in John for John and for Jane.
All right, now we're with you.
But without God, you just looking at a picture of love. Your mouth may be watering. You may know what you want. Figure out what you need. But ain't nothing happening unless you have the fullness of God down on the inside. Are you there now? Now, God decided to put on a demonstration of what love is all about. Running for my life, and I'm going to get out your way. God took love, wrapped it up in the flesh, and sent him down here to this low ground assault. Now, I want you to understand something about this type of love. First, he was committed to his Father for us. So important to understand. He did not pattern his caring for us after what we did, but his commitment was to his Father. Are y'all there? See, while he talked to us, reasoned, meditated, prayed, lectured, all that, we were just running around. Never respond. But when we were in trouble, he listened.
All right.
When we needed help, he prayed. But when it came time to obey, we had our own schedule.
All right.
If you read your Bible, at the time of the crucifixion, he couldn't get a witness.
All right.
Amen. They deserted him and left him. Y'all don't hear me. Love didn't get cranky, snappy, or quit. But he remained committed to his Father's will. In spite of the fact that all them disciples had chickened out and gone back on it, he remained faithful to his Father. Don't talk about the love of God unless you know what you're talking about. His love did not require a response. Or a response from his disciples. He loved them anyhow, in spite of their attitude. That's what gives me a problem now. He's thinking about me when I'm not thinking about him. He's looking out for me. Amen.
when I'm not always looking out for him. Y'all don't want to talk back to me. Some of us, if we want to get a good night's sleep, all we got to do is open that Bible up. And you sleep before the Bible is open. That's just how slow we are. But just when we need him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. And he doesn't look about how we left him or pushed him out. He's always there. They call it Johnny on the spot. You can't name a day that he was not there. If you're going to accept his love, you have to accept a love that heals and brings healing. You have to accept a love that holds no grudge and does not keep score. He said, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all iniquity. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Heard Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, pressing toward the things that are before me, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. He just won't hold score. I don't care what you've done. The door is still open. I don't care what you thought. The door is still open. Peter denied him. Peter cussed and tried to separate himself from the Lord. Peter went right back to his fishing. He went right back to what the Lord called him from. Had it been me, I'd have put him out the club. I would have kicked him to the curb. But the Lord Jesus went down to the lake. Yes, he did. He won't turn you loose. He won't leave you or forsake you. Amen. He said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I wish I had time to talk to you. It's love that sits down and plans your future. It's a love that's not tied to the past, but only what he can do to make your life worth living. You don't want to talk back to me, but you were not a few years ago what you are tonight. You didn't meet him and stay the same. You can look back tonight and see where he brought you from. Yes, I may not be what I want to be. All right, thank you, Jesus. But I'm not what I used to be. Yes, yeah. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We shall see him as he is. Maybe you don't want to talk, but if that woman was caught in the very act of adultery, if she were here tonight, she'd testify. He got between me and what I deserve. The law says stone her to death, but grace got in there between that woman and wrote on that sand, said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Yeah, he came up with a question. Woman, where are your accusers? She said, Lord, I don't see any. Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Say yeah. You may not want to talk about it, but if that woman that with the issue of blood, if she could be here tonight, she would tell you, I couldn't get into the main office. I couldn't get into the office, but I knew who was in town. I pressed my way. I reached out, and I caught the hem of his garment. Yeah! Yeah! He stopped that flow of blood, and he could feel my touch in the midst of the press. It may be a lot of folks in here tonight, but he hears your groan. He knows your moan. He knows all about you personally and individually. Can I get a witness here?
Yes, sir. All right, sir. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
You don't want to talk about it, but if Lazarus was here, he'd tell you love reached beyond the funeral parlor. Love did what the undertaker couldn't do. Love reached out in that grave and pulled Lazarus up. Can I get a witness here? If Zacchaeus was here, he got up a little too high for love to reach him. Love said, come on down. I got to come to your house this day. Ain't you all right? Ain't you all right? Love, real love, will build you up. Real love combines with power. Real love takes away fear. Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Y'all don't want to talk back to me. But if you're scared tonight, that's not God. That's the devil. He ain't giving you a spirit of fear. Because in fear is torment. But perfect love casts out all fear. Ain't that right? And it's not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. And not ours only, but the sins of the whole world. I'm so glad he came into my life. I'm so glad that love came by one day. Just when I need him most, when I'm weak, he makes me strong. When I'm all by myself, he listens to my problem. Yes, he does. He shares my problems and my difficulties. Not a day goes by that he doesn't encourage me. Can I get a witness here? Ain't he all right? He forgives my sin. Sometimes I say things I had no business saying. Sometimes I do things I had no business doing. John say, if you say you have no sin, you a liar and the truth ain't in you. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood cleanses us from all sin. Can you say amen? Ain't you all right? Ain't you all right? I come to tell you, you need more than romance. You need more than another dance. You need more than another chance. You need the love of God that passes all understanding. Ain't he all right? I love him because he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ashamed of what he's done in my life. He covered my sin in his blood. He took away my guilt and my shame. He gave me a new walk and a new talk. Yes, he did. He picked me up, turned me around, planted my feet on solid ground. I don't know about you, but he's my joy, joy, joy in sorrow. He's my hope for tomorrow. took out my condemnation, brought in justification. He rocks me at the midnight hour. He my bread when I'm hungry, been my water when I'm thirsty. He's all I need. He's everything to me. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Well, check it out. If you in search for love, you better come to Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Harry gave you a headache. Ed don't have no education. Tom is a trip. David is a dog. Paul is in prison. Leon is a liar. Willie don't believe in weddings. Billy won't carry a Bible. Freddie likes Frank. Donald is doubtful. John ain't got no job. Nick ain't nice. Hubert's got hang-ups. Sam can sing, but he won't give you a ring. Amen. Amen. Frank wants to go further, but he don't want to meet your father. Tally likes to talk. Jerry likes to joke. Bruce loves basketball. Kyle is only good for a little while. Louie has left you, and Tank won't get in the tub. Amen. But I'm so glad that we can get the real thing. If that man won't come up, there's a man who came up. His name is Jesus. He got up from the grave. At his word, things happen. Well, you won't talk back to me. But if Peter was here, Peter would testify. It's something about his love. Peter would tell you about a storm-tossed sea. Peter would say, I saw him coming. He was walking on the water. Everybody else was afraid. But I required identity. I heard his voice. It was the voice of the Master. He said, come on and walk on the water. Yeah. Peter was a bold soul, but he heard love talk. So Peter took a walk, walking out on the way. But Peter did like us. He began to look at the wind. He began to look at the wave. When he did that, he began to sink. As he went down, Peter didn't have time for one of them prayer meeting prayers. It was short and to the point. Peter said, Lord, 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 save me. Yeah, yeah. Love reached down and picked him up. Oh, ye a little faith, why did you fear? Well, I don't know about Peter tonight, but I know for myself, I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, very deeply stained within. I was sinking, sinking to rise no more. But then the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the water, lifted me. Now say, am I? Yeah, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing, nothing else could help. Love, love lifted me. Can I get a witness? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Love stepped in. Friends stepped out. Love did what nothing else could do. Can I get a witness? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us stand. There might be one here that's never experienced the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. If you're here, I bid you to come. You've heard the word. If there's a sinner here, you ought to come. Thank you, Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. If it wasn't for the love of God, we wouldn't have a chance. In that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Is there one? Is there a sinner? Why don't you come? I wouldn't leave this building tonight unsaved. Thank you, Lord. It's the love of God in Christ. I'm so glad he loves me. Thank you, Lord. Is there one? Why don't you come? We'll pray with you. Thank you, Lord. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised his Son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one here unsaved and you leave and the Lord call you home tonight, you'll miss heaven. Eternal death, damnation. The preaching of the gospel is designed to save souls. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, you ought to get to know him tonight. He's real. Ain't he real? He's real. I'm so glad he's real. He's real in my life. Thank you, Lord. Had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be tonight? If you're here, why don't you come? Is there one sinner? Is there one sinner that don't know Jesus? Thank you, Lord.
Church say amen. Let the church say amen again. We come now to the close of our fellowship here this evening. We're trying to talk about his workmanship as far as love is concerned. We're living in a day when young people are getting caught. Narcotics, all kinds of diseases out there. The devil dangles temptation in front of you. Your only defense is the power of God and the power of His love. Don't mistake church attendance for power. You got to know Him in the power of His resurrection. And I like to say, by way of appreciation, thank everyone that came out tonight. Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow night. If you can make it, your homework is to read the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. But if you are a believer, you got to have some power. The time has passed when you can just go out there and tell folks you go to church. You have to really explain why you go to church. And you have to be able to explain what your salvation is all about. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We've been brought close, nigh unto God by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Paul says we want you to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, how's He going to do it? See, He loved you. Then the next verse says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, God's going to take some things that you can't even think about. See, because eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the good thing that God has prepared for them that love Him. Well, who loves God? Those who love His word. Those who take Him at His word. Don't be afraid of a miracle. Expect one. You are a miracle. Amen. Try to think of something that you can't do. Put it in the Lord's hand with one stipulation, that when He blesses you, you open up your mouth and tell somebody where your blessing came from. For we are witnesses unto Him. Y'all don't hear me. Every day He's calling you into the courtroom to testify for this man called Jesus. He died on the cross, but He left a cloud of witnesses. Amen. As to what He's able to do. Out of love. Praise His name. So as we close out tonight, everybody said they say, amen. I trust you're telling the truth. If not, behold, your sin's going to find you out. You're going to remember this night. Sitting up here, you might jive us, but you can't fool God. He know your uprising and your downset. He know your thoughts before you think them. Amen. But if you're here tonight and you want to test the word of God, think of something. And we invite you to come and join us at the altar. Think it's about somebody in your family that's not saved. Some condition that only God can deal with. God can touch that fellow that ain't doing right and make him a man of God. God can take that son that won't come home and give him a mind to praise the Lord. And I mean, he can do it while you're standing here. He doesn't necessarily have to go to the house. His word go beyond the house. Amen.
Thank you. how to pray. Why, Lord, when I'm bound at the altar, Lord, I want you to teach me. That's right. I'm going to just say this, then I'm going to pray. I wouldn't not live a sinner. I'm going to tell you the reason and why. Well, I'm afraid, my Lord, he called. Oh, you know, and I wouldn't be ready to die. Let us pray.
Yeah. little light of mine. I'm going.